Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about setting up your home search criteria, your needs versus your wants. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining us today for episode number 5. On episode number 5 today, we are talking about setting up your home search criteria, your needs versus your wants. Welcome, everybody. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties here in the Seattle area. I mean, this is Seattle's home buying podcast, but, you know, even if you're not in Seattle, don't turn this off. You know, the things we talk about on this show are going to help you be an intelligent, educated home buyer. You know, I'm taking you through the steps of home buying in these first 10 or so episodes. And then from there, we're going to discuss different topics that come up in the home buying process. Okay. So listen up. You know, I was looking at our stats. We got somebody in Lubbock, Texas that was listening to us, someone in New York City. Even somebody in San Jose, California, you know, thank you so much for listening. Still, you know, we're 100% U.S. based right now, but, you know, maybe it'll go out further. What happens is if you're in a different state, you might use different terms for things. There might be a slightly different processes. But, you know, if you don't have a real estate agent out there, you know, you can always message me and I can connect you with someone really good out there that I, as I talked about in the last episode, you know, I don't know somebody everywhere, but I do have a lot of connections around the United States for real estate agents. Anyway, about this episode. So we've gone through the home buying process so far as getting pre-approved, deciding if we're ready to buy. And, you know, you've picked out a real estate agent. Hopefully it's me. But, you know, even if it's not, I still love you. So now we're going to talk about setting up your home search criteria. Now, some of you may have gone to some of those box chain real estate sites, sort of, whether they're agencies or just information sites like Zillow. Zillow is pretty popular. People will use that to set up the like, oh, I'm looking in this area. Now, first of all, this is something you want to do with the real estate professional you're working with. What I do, the reason being, they are going to have access to information about homes that you may not otherwise be able to find on these other sites. They are going to know if something is really on the market still or not, because some of these websites don't get updated as much. We're not, you know, can't say exactly why, but they seem to reflect that some things are still on the market when they're not. But if we as the real estate agent can look and see if it's truly on the market or not still, I can give a call and find out information, all sorts of stuff like that. So we're going to set it up. So you want to talk to your agent about what it is that you need. Do you need 3 bedrooms or do you want 3 bedrooms? You know, like, because you're going to have an office and you need one. Is this a house that you're planning to grow into? Are you downsizing? What do you actually need? You know, I mean, I guess we think about that all the time, but like, especially if it's the deal breakers. Are there any odd deal breakers? You know, like, okay, you're going to send me, you say, okay, my budget is $600,000, but you want a kitchen. You want a really nice kitchen. Don't send me anything that's not a nice kitchen. So I'm going to be combing through everything that's, you know, these 3 bedroom, $600,000 homes. And I'm going to be looking at the bedrooms and I might be knocking them off because you got mad at me last time I sent you too small of a kitchen. You don't have the money to remodel and you're not going to move into a kitchen that looks like that. Right. So, Yeah, is a kitchen must? Is a yard a must? I recently put some clients at a house. A big thing for them was they wanted a big dog. They wanted a big dog. So whatever area, it needed to have enough yard that they could put a big dog. They could put a big dog there, and they need to be able to put a fence on it. So there's some properties that just were not going to work for them. You know, like there just was no yard for a dog, so they're gonna pass on that. Since that was one of their primary reasons for buying a home, which I didn't know until I got into this business that was a thing. People buying homes just so they can have a dog. Renters, it's tough for renters out there. A big thing to think about your commute. How far are you willing to go? Maybe, you know, back in the day when it wasn't a seller's market, when it was very much a buyer's market, you could pick out a house and be like, you know what? I think I like this house. I'm going to try driving the route for 3 days. I'm going to go up there on when I think I would get up and see what it's like to drive in and commute. You know, can't quite do that now, but you could at least go to like, you know, you're not sure if you want to live in Linwood, if that's too far or not, but you could go up there, you know, wake up extra early, go up there in the morning when you think it would, what you think it would get you there to work on time, and just try it once or twice, just generally somewhere in Linwood and see what it's like. You know, bus lines, look at the bus lines if that's what you're going to do. I have another set of clients I'm working with right now that's the major factor in their commute is they're going to be using the bus. So every house we look at has to be so many blocks from a bus route. And so they type it into, I don't know, I'm assuming Google Maps or something like that. They get the schedules of the bus, and that's guiding whether they want to go look at the house. And of course, you decide your budget, right? Your budget's a big guideline of what you can afford. So I tend to actually send my clients stuff about maybe $10,000 to $15,000 over the budget because there's a chance that those houses might drop down. And so that we can also see what are we going to get for an extra $5,000? Just, you know, not that they even have the money, but just so we know as we're putting an offer in what a fair offer is for this. You know, like if this house, like, well, this is a crazy good deal because, you know, any other house like this is worth, you know, $615. Or if it's a bad deal and we can say, you know what, I can get more. I can get for $10,000 more, I can get another 2,000 square feet. Are you out of your mind? Right now in the Seattle market, we're seeing a lot of slowdown on the like over $600,000 homes. Those are definitely not moving as fast. $700,000 just not moving as fast. So they'll sit around. People are being a lot more conscious about what they can get for their dollar. So you can't just, you know, paint the kitchen white and suddenly the house has gone up from $500,000 to $700,000. No, you can't do that now. So show the value. They need to show you, the buyer, the value. But if you're looking to sell, that's a hint for you. Okay. So yeah, the home search. So you have a sit down, a little consultation with your agent and go over everything you want. The bedrooms, the bathrooms. Is a bathtub a must have? And be honest, you know? Yeah, you have a wish list. Like for me, bathtub. So we moved our house in November, and bathtub was something we really wanted because we had two kids. But the house we found that we fell for didn't have a bathtub. It was the one drawback of it. So we ended up getting some little European type bathtubs that they would use. I guess they're a little plastic and fold up, saves a lot of space. So both our kids bathe in those. You know, we had two of them. So, you know, it wasn't a deal breaker. So, you know, let the agent know. I mean, that's why you're working with someone, to say like, you know, I would like it. Two bedrooms would be ideal, but you know, if we have to take a third bedroom, we will. Or, you know, it's probably more the opposite of that. But, you know, this is your soul searching time about what you really want or what you're willing to pay for it. And what happens is you get that home search up. And what I do is typically, depending on the speed at which how serious the buyer is, how often I'm sending out emails with what they're looking for. If there's someone I know, you know what, they can't go look at a house till Wednesday. So if a house, they can only look at a house Wednesdays. That's what I did have somebody that was like that. So if a thing pops open on Saturday, like I'm not sending it to them because I don't want them just disappointed. So it's usually, you know, maybe Tuesday night, you know, Tuesday afternoon, I'm sending them everything that's been out so we can plan on where to go on Wednesdays and what to look at. So that's what I do is you, and some people I send daily, some people, you know, like twice a week. Some people are just more in an abstract, like, hey, just let me know if there's something ever does. I might think about it, you know. So I send them stuff occasionally, let them know. I don't want to overbother them. So communicate with your agent on how often you want to be updated. And we know that you're going to get updates too. I usually wait until a little later in the day so I can send. I don't want to send like three emails out, but in our area, most things have to be up by 5 o'clock, or 5 o'clock is sort of a cutoff here for homes. So if it's not up by five, it's not going to be there. So sometimes I send them like at, you know, 5:30, and maybe a little sooner if I'm feeling like I don't think anything else will come out today. So but I watch for it just in case. Anyway, and then they get the email, and then you go in and favorite them or mark them down, however the system your agent is using to let them know what you want to see, and then go out and take a look with them. And here's my suggestion, 5 homes. Do not narrow down to 5 homes. If you're over 5 homes, you're not being picky enough. You don't have your needs and wants dialed in yet. Now, I get it. If it's like the first time you're going to look at a house, you don't know what your things are, needs and wants are. But, you know, if you're the typical person, you got Saturday and Sundays open, right? Go only see 5 houses each day. Anything over 5, your brain starts to get numb and it's not giving a fair look to those homes after number 5. And maybe even not to number 1 as you get through home number 12 or whatever, you know? So just take the 2 days. It's better for you, better for the agent, better for everybody involved, just to help you find that home. So narrow them down to the 5. Say, hey Silas, we want to go see these 5 on Saturday. Let's set up the time. And then I go through and figure out which ones are vacant, which ones I have to get permissions to go look at, that kind of thing. So that's the show, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 5. And hey, if you are in the Seattle area and you're looking to buy or sell a home, please give me a call or text at 206-351-9230 or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. Thank you so much for listening to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. We're out.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.